Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Today, I catch up with Marika Steen. She is the author of the Hormone Balancing Cookbook and Hormone Harmony, a program that helps women feel more energized, lose weight, sleep well, and end anxiety, irritability, and depression. She's been featured in the Hormonally Speaking and the Brain Lady Speaks podcast, as well as 2021 Hormone Summit. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in this episode of Total Wellness Radio as I catch up with Marika Steen. Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio and making us a part of your day. I have Marika Steen. She is with us from Belgium today. Marika, thank you so much for being on Total Wellness Radio.
Oh, my pleasure.
I look forward to having you share your story with our listeners. The background, what got you started in becoming a functional nutritional therapy practitioner. That's FNTP. And that's quite an amazing organization you're a part of. And so I'm just really pleased to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much.
As with all of my guests, I love to find out what I call the origin story because for me, that's just a really exciting opportunity for you to share the things that maybe have taken place in your life, maybe with yourself or loved ones. What was the catalyst that kind of got you started in the direction of becoming a functional nutritional therapy practitioner?
Well, it's, as most of us, my own health struggles, for sure. But then there's also been family things. So basically I've had migraines ever since I was 3 years old, I think. And my parents just dragged me from, doctor to doctor and, trying all kinds of medications and nothing really ever worked. So basically I had those almost all my life until I hit my early 30s, where I've always been really sensitive to like everything. And I've always been interested in being healthy, keeping fit, exercising and eating healthy. And then I came across the paleo diet. So that was, that's like a while ago now. So that was kind of when it started out and, you could hear things, all people raving about that. And I was like, oh, okay, let me maybe try that. It sounds interesting. And that actually made a really big difference for me. Just eating all these healthy fats made such a big difference for my migraines. So I actually did not get, especially the hormonal migraines, I did not get them anymore. Just by adding, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, eating a lot of fatty fish and healthy seeds and all that. So that was like a really big impact for me. And I was like, wow, I was really blown away by that success. Then unfortunately it didn't, it didn't last that long. So I, I was like totally happy with this. And then I got a bunch of other health, struggles, beyond migraines, really. I was reacting to all kinds of foods. And it seemed that was like every week another food that I couldn't eat anymore because I would, get like horrible gas and bloating. I had chronic eczema on my face, that just wouldn't go away. And I was going again from doctor to doctor and they would just all give me, Band-Aid solutions that also didn't work. And at one point I really got fed up with it all. And, I was always doing research and I felt like I was going crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. If nobody can help me, then I will help myself. Mm. And that was kind of the point where I started researching for schools, so for nutritional therapy. And I was really looking into the U.S. because it's, basically all this functional medicine and nutritional therapy, it's coming in Europe, but it's not as advanced. And also the programs that were available here I wasn't so impressed with them. So that's how I ended up with the Nutritional Therapy Association, the NTA. And I did my FNTP. So I went back to school studying there. And that really helped me in understand a few things about what was going on with my digestion. Like, you know, I had leaky gut and I had food sensitivities and all these things. And so I started healing my gut and I was starting to feel a little bit better. But I never got like to the point where I thought like, you know, the eczema was still there and I had it for, I think in total, I had it for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I also didn't have a period anymore. You know, I was maybe 36 or something. So I did not have a period for almost a whole year.
Mm.
My hormone levels were crazy. My thyroid was going crazy. It was like everything was out of whack. My liver enzymes were elevated. So there was a lot of things going on. And so I kept on searching. And then I came on to the functional testing. So that was basically, it's, you know, some two women who were of the NTA tribe who created this restorative wellness solutions. And so I went to do a training on microbiome and food sensitivities, and basically that's when I got well. I think it was maybe 3 weeks into my protocol, the eczema was gone.
Wow.
And I felt so great. I think I never felt actually that good in my life.
Wow.
And so that was such a turning point for me. And and that was also basically, that really helped me shape kind of what I'm doing with my clients today, because, you know, really going to finding out what's the underlying cause and not just guessing. So I think NTA was just a really great basis for my education, but it wasn't enough. And so I really just went on doing all the four levels of restorative wellness solutions, you know, for autoimmune disease and mycotoxin illness and blood chemistry and hormone balance. So I've basically done it all. And I love to learn all the time. So I'm always, you know, intrigued by learning new things and basically always trying to understand better how the human body works. I think it's so fascinating.
You know, you and I share a lot of similarities in that, you know, most of our clients come to us in the condition that you were in. They're very, very frustrated about modern disease management, is what I refer to it as, not giving them real solutions, right? And when you said you started the paleo diet for your initial journey because of the migraines, it prompts me to ask two questions, because clients ask this all the time. First of all, how long when you shifted to the paleo diet before you saw results with the migraines? And for you, how difficult was the challenge in changing the diet? So it's kind of a two-part question.
Right. I actually couldn't say anymore how long it took. I just remember that, because basically the way I grew up, I always thought you need to eat low fat, right? That's all the marketing and, you know, everything that we've been taught, you know, since in that generation that I grew up anyways, you know, don't get the full fat milk, but, you know, skim milk is much better. And, you know, low fat cheese, all these things. So basically all these transformed horrible foods. But basically another thing is also I was a vegetarian. And I think that had a big impact on my energy levels. So for me, two things happened. I actually went back to eating meat and fish again. And I shifted to eating all these fats. And I just remember that I felt so satisfied. I basically felt like, wow, you know, I feel like I can actually eat as much and what I want, and I feel so satisfied. And it's, I don't have to basically say, oh, well, you know, if you eat more, then that will probably be too much. So I couldn't really say how long it took. Probably, you know, a month or two at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shift for me was actually pretty easy, But I think I've also, you know, what I see with my clients, I've always basically, I'm very inventive, or no, how do you say that?
Creative.
Creative, yes. So I've always been good about, and I mean, I basically already had that experience with, you know, being sensitive to certain foods. When I was craving something that I couldn't have anymore, I found, you know, a substitute. I can easily find a substitute because I'm like, okay, you know, I'm craving this kind of taste, mm-hmm. you know, maybe, you know, some comforting like oatmeal with milk, or, you know, but you can actually make it differently with, you know, different plant-based things. Or so I've always been good about finding substitutes to satisfy basically what I was craving, let's say. And so going on, I mean, it was a little bit of research for sure to actually find, you know, some of the foods that were referred to. And but I've always basically, for me, it's always been great. And I love, you know, when I go on holidays, I, you know, one of my greatest things is going to the supermarket and like discover all the different foods that they have there, and kind of, you know, try to understand like what's local and what, and try new recipes. Or, you know, if I had like a great food on holiday, I will try to replicate that at home. And I guess I'm good with remembering like tastes and kind of finding the right herbs and things. So it wasn't really difficult for me, that transition. But I mean, I do see this with clients for sure, that they are challenged by, you know, making a like 360 degree, you know, change. So I think, you know, what I would advise people and what I always advise my clients is, you know, take it step by step. Just do one thing at a time, maybe try one recipe, see if you like it, and, you know, just make very small changes, maybe just by, you know, not eating regular bread anymore, but, you know, trying to bake your own like gluten-free bread, and, you know, try how you do with that. And then, you know, when you're fine with this, then you can, you know, change some other things, sure. Or, you know, basically just change some things in your dishes, the composition of it, you know. So I think that's a good way to always start, to not like overwhelm yourself with, you know, the whole mountain that's in front of you, yeah. But, you know, taking it step by step to go up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what you're saying for the listeners there, is that it's a journey. It's not just a, you know, a quick fix. It's not just a flash in the pan, you know, approach to restoration of health, but you're actually developing for yourself a more meaningful lifestyle. So this is going to be something that this is a journey you're going to take for the rest of your life. So make those steps, you know, as easy as you can to begin with. And then as you become more experienced, you find those things that you like and respond well to, then you can make greater and greater changes. So I really like what you're sharing there.
Thank you.
When you work with clients, do you work with them remotely? Are you able to see them face to face? How do you deliver your services and your education to your clients?
I actually work online. So I did start out with COVID, and I kind of stick to that.
Yes.
Or I started out, yeah, basically going full time in my practice with COVID. So I do work remotely with clients all over. So I do have clients in the US, a bunch in the UK, and then also here in Belgium, and then some in Germany and France. So I'm actually German native.
Okay.
And I do, interestingly, I don't, you know, I do speak German, but not Dutch so well, but I do speak fluently French. So that helps actually with, local here in Belgium's, at least, you know, half of the country, and then the French people.
Okay. When you're go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, basically, going back to my story, I think one big piece that I haven't mentioned was also stress management and trauma. So I think that was really key to also probably my migraines, you know, going basically. I mean, I still will get sometimes migraines, but it's very, very rare. And I know basically, I feel when they come up, and I take an ibuprofen, and that's it. And if I have to do that like once per year, that's not too bad. But basically, stress management was a big thing, because I'm kind of this type A overachiever person. So as I said, you know, I always like to learn and continue learning, but, you know, I tend to put like a lot of pressure on myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and basically going, you know, learning how to deal with that and kind of easing off and finding ways to, I mean, we can't completely change how we are, right? But what I always also say to my clients is it's about like learning how to manage better the stress that you have, because you can't eliminate it. I mean, you may be able to eliminate stressors in your life, but usually it doesn't work that way, that you can just, you know, avoid it all, unfortunately. And I mean, just environmental toxins that, you know, come basically that we're exposed to on a daily basis that we actually also can't avoid. So, yeah, it's basically about learning to manage that. And what I also find very important is trauma management. So that's also been really important in my past. And probably also, I mean, I lost both of my parents. So my dad pretty early and my mom just passed away recently, but they were both pretty young. My dad was 50 and my mom 65. Mm. And both haven't been in good health. Yeah, and then I also saw my grandmother struggle, I think, for 20 years with, you know, chronic disease.
Yeah.
And basically that's really also part of what drove me to this, you know, not wanting to be like this and wanting to be able to enjoy my life and to, when I go on holidays, you know, to be active and to hike mountains and not be, you know, not basically be this frail, sick person that can't maybe even travel anymore. Or if you do, then you have to basically, you know, do, you know, have get a taxi. And I always feel like, you know, you're missing out if you're not like in nature, kind of, mm-hmm. you know, going, walking and seeing all the beautiful things, but just, you know, hopping, you know, on buses or taxis you can still see things, but I mean, that's really sad. And, yeah. And basically that's also part of what, kind of drove me, I think, to, you know, to help people, you know, and not mm-hmm. like this, but I also myself definitely, want to go a different path.
Yeah, you know, a friend of mine likes to use the line, I have a life worth living today, you know, and I think that what you're touching on really speaks to the importance of our listeners and maybe their loved ones or friends that they share this episode with, to really clue into the why are we doing this? Why are we making dietary changes? Why are we getting more active? Why are we getting up earlier? And as you say, getting out in nature, fresh air, getting away from as much of the toxins as we can. And we have a responsibility, and we also have the power to create the environment that we wish to thrive in. So it's not just the diet, it's not just the foods and the things that we take in, but also the relationships that we have, the activities that we're engaged in, how creative are we, how fulfilled do we feel, you know, with relationships or with our careers. So there's a lot that goes into what you're touching on. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, totally, I agree. And I mean, I often see that, you know, so some people may think that, not being able to just, you know, go eat, you know, some fried chicken and basically, or, you know, indulging on, ice cream or desserts or, you know, all these kind of things that are not good for your health. I never feel deprived, and most of the people have trouble actually believing that.
Yes.
I actually kept on having that conversation with my mom, mm-hmm. where she would say, why can't you just enjoy, you know, some like normal chocolate? Or, I mean, I do eat chocolate, but I want it like really dark. And I mean, that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
But she would just never get it because she didn't like that. And I think for many people, it's basically they, you know, if you're actually sitting on the other side and your palate is used to so much sugar and all these transformed foods, you actually can't imagine that somebody sitting next to you eating like a bowl of, you know, salad or vegetables, that they act, you know, like, you know, you feel like really sad for them.
Yeah.
And they say like, oh my God, you know, they have to diet, and it's like, oh, it's really sad. But I mean, I think I've always had a good taste for vegetables and healthy things. But the palate definitely changes as well. And yes. I mean, I see this with my partner who has not grown up like this. And who is definitely, you know, sometimes I say, like, you know, you have a palate of a baby, you know. Basically, the more industrial, the better. But since I'm, you know, he's getting more used to, like, home-cooked meals. And he's actually now saying he appreciates, you know, eating the vegetables. And I mean, I would have never thought that would be possible for him. But the palate definitely changes, and the less sugar we have. I mean, I admit that, you know, you have to go through a phase where you kind of are, where it's not fun because your body is totally detoxing and you feel horrible for a couple of days or maybe even a week. But after that, you actually have the chance to reset. And you know, it's like when you're actually fasting and you start eating again, and you have this whole new taste for, you know, a piece of fruit, and you want, oh my God, you know, it's so juicy, and there's so much, it tastes so sweet. Although maybe 2 weeks ago you would have eaten it and you would have gone like, oh yeah, you know, can I add some syrup on that? Or so I mean, definitely, I think for everyone who may be listening and think like, you know, it's totally impossible for me, don't think that, because the palate definitely changes. And it's, I always feel like, you know, once you've actually been on the other side and you see actually how good you can feel, then it's, and then, you know, it's all about, like, you know, I wouldn't actually want anyone to do this and deprive themselves. You know, you can eat totally healthy and enjoy yourself and really enjoy your meal. And it's not, like you feel like it's going to be sad and you're not going to be able to enjoy your life. And on top of that, you will actually get more energy. You will, you know, your brain will work better. And, you know, your skin will probably look better and, you know, all these things. So definitely, I think it's definitely worth trying always.
Yes.
And see how you feel on the other side. And then if you decide that it's not for you, then it's your choice.
I totally agree. That's wonderful things that you're sharing there. It's comical. You talked about your partner, you know, kind of changing a little bit and coming into it. He's got the taste buds of a baby. You know, I often tell my clients, especially the male clients, are fun to work with, versus women seem to take more interest and are more dedicated to how their body's performing. Men aren't. They just don't want to be hungry or in pain, you know, it seems. Yeah. And I always tell the male clients that, you know, women, first of all, they outlive us. Now we know why. They take better care of themselves. And the other thing is that the reason desks in the first grade are so small is that they're not designed to fit a 35-year-old man, okay? You got to get out of first grade at some point, you know, and kind of move on. And and so they laugh, but it's true. I mean, we have to develop that mindset. At this point
I've even seen the statistics as well that apparently men who are married also live longer than single men.
Yep, I totally. And I believe that's again a part of that environment of health that we have around us, not just what we eat, but the environment. Absolutely. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, Marika? Do you have a website or a blog? What information can we share with them to get them in touch with you?
Yeah, so I have a website, and I think almost pretty much everything is there. Also links to my socials like Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. So it's marikasteen.com.
And for the listeners, that's spelled...
Maybe you can put that in the notes, or should
I spell
the note?
That, yeah, we'll definitely have that in the show notes. Absolutely. marikasteen.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll make sure, and Marika, we'll have that in the show notes for sure, so... What is the most fulfilling thing about what you get to do now? That you've overcome your own health journey challenges? You look wonderful. You look healthy and vibrant. I love
Thank
that.
You.
And I think we have to be the example of what we're sharing, right, with other people.
For sure. Yeah.
And we need to live it ourselves. I know I've got my own health journeys that I've gone through the last 25 years in this industry, and prior to that, watching my grandparents go in the 1970s go through a lot of major health challenges, which kind of put us in this direction. But what do you find to be the most fulfilling about your current career, working with folks all around the world, actually? And also, what is the biggest challenge that you face?
Well, I mean, going into this job is really also, you know, I've worked in corporate before, and I really came to the point where I feel like, you know, I'm wasting my energy.
Mm.
I feel like I'm working so much, and I'm too tired on the weekends to even do anything fun. I'm just traveling all week, and I mean, I wouldn't want to. I had like really nice colleagues, and I think, you know, also my superiors, like I couldn't complain really. But I just felt like I wanted to do something in my eyes better with my energy, and I really wanted to help people feel healthier. And so, I mean, that's kind of how I came to this, you know, what can I do? And I mean, I didn't study medicine, and I was already in my mid-30s. So basically, I came to the nutrition part. And I think the most fulfilling for me is really changing lives, seeing the impact that I can have with, you know, just holding the space for somebody, but also basically, you know, going through a healing protocol and hear people say, "Well, you've really changed my life," and that's so gratifying. And I mean, it's not always like this, you know, rose-colored journey, I guess. You know, sometimes it can be, you know, the healing process can be really bumpy.
Yes.
And you can go through ups and downs, but I'm also there to basically, you know, not give up and hold the space for my clients and make sure that they come out, you know, good on the other end. So
yeah,
that's really the most gratifying for me. And I feel like, you know, my energy is much more, it's basically I'm using my energy in a better way.
Yep.
Yeah,
I totally agree. It's very fulfilling. Is there anybody in your, you know, in your sphere of mentorship, people that have, you know, that you've worked with in the past, people that have really influenced you, that you'd like to maybe give them a little shout out and say, "Hey, thank you. This person really, you know, changed my life, or really was influential in my career path."
Well, I mean, certainly I think my teachers or mentors at the NTA and at RWS, like yeah, basically Ellen Lovelace, Margaret Floyd Berry, and Silva. Those are the three basically that have, you know, that have really impacted me. And also, I guess a life coach I was working with at the time, who really actually helped me also open up to my feminine side again and my spiritual side, Alison Scammell. So I really appreciate her bringing me to, you know, helping me get access to meditation and mm-hmm. actually being, you know, also being a little bit softer with myself, you know, not always judge myself so much. So, I guess those would be the ones worth mentioning.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Do you have any specific, like, client wins or any experiences that you know, people you've worked with? And is it something you could share, like maybe in a general way, some of the exciting wins that your clients have had after working with you in the past?
So I've had like I've had a couple of migraine clients that were able to get migraine free after we worked, and I do focus. I mean, I basically do focus on women's health with, you know, focusing on hormone balance, especially this, you know, transition from perimenopause to menopause. And yeah, basically, there's there's not much, the information is actually getting better, but there's not much information shared. And I see so many women actually feeling not heard and feeling frustrated, but yep. feeling like a stranger in their body and not knowing what's going on, and not basically going to the doctor, and all they get is an antidepressant or maybe birth control and being sent home again, and that's it. Yeah. And then you just continue feeling miserable. And so, you know, our clients having, you know, like bleeding continuously, and having like all these annoying symptoms that, you know, hormonal imbalance can bring with, you know, like the brain fog and especially the moodiness. I feel a lot of women actually feeling guilty about being irritable all the time, mm-hmm. because they have kids and they have their husbands, and they feel like, wow, it's not fair because I just can't control my mood and I'm so grumpy. Mm-hmm. I basically just snap at everyone. And so basically helping women, you know, get over these things and feel like themselves again. That's those are basically the biggest successes, I guess, to share.
And those are big ones too. They appreciate it. Their families appreciate it. I mean, it has.
Yeah, it's true. You're helping the husbands as well, in a way, right?
What kind of, as we get ready to wrap up our interview today, I've got a couple more questions. What kind of goals do you have set for the future and some of the directions you are going to go? Are you going to be maybe writing a book or any of these kind of things in your future? What kind of goals and things can we expect for the future?
So I definitely want to, so I have actually been doing much more, presentations and workshops, really, because I really want to spread this knowledge about, you know, there are solutions for hormone imbalance, especially in this transition, and nobody has to suffer in silence. And, you know, there are great solutions and all natural solutions that are available. So I want as many women as possible to know that. And so basically I would really bring this to the corporate world. And it's a little bit of a tricky one because, you know, talking about hormones at work, you know, maybe, but I mean, on the other hand, I find it's necessary because it's, you know, it's, well, it may impact us at home, but it's also impacting the work environment. And women actually put in much more sick days. The motivation goes down, and maybe also the relationship with the colleagues is suffering. So I think this is also important to address there.
Yes.
So that's really something that I would like to do. And I still haven't found a good way to do that. So I'm kind of trying to find my way in.
Yes. Good.
I'm also looking at launching a podcast, but yeah, that's a lot of extra work, so I haven't like quite finalized that. And then thirdly, I'm doing group programs with my colleague. I think she's been on this podcast as well, Christine Garvin.
Yes.
So
yes.
We do have a group program together, Perimenopause Like a Boss, we called it.
That's right.
So
yeah,
it's all
wonderful.
About, you know, teaching women on like how to do this on your own, how to, you know, so actually you know what's going on in your body, you know, how to interpret the symptoms, you know, and how to actually, so it's really teaching them like these are the symptoms, they're linked to these kind of hormone imbalance. And you know, we're also going through the diet. I do have a cookbook, so that's also included.
Oh,
in
good.
There. It's a hormone balance cookbook. Of course, anyone who wants to just buy that outside of the program, you're welcome to. But yeah, basically, it's, you know, about going through the diet changes with a cookbook and learning about stress management techniques, detox techniques. Mm. So, you know, it's kind of an overview of everything. I would also do working one-on-one with a client, but in a compressed kind of way. And more teaching women to do it themselves rather than, you know, working one-on-one and basically doing this more detailed. And then when I do work on one-on-one, I always also include labs and, you know, basically looking at blood work and more possibly hormone panels and, you know, gut panels and all these things.
You've got a lot of wonderful resources that help you and your clients get to the solution, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you so much, Marika, for being on Total Wellness Radio. As we wrap this up, one more time for the listeners to check out, go to Marika's website. It's MarikeStein.com. Check out all of her wonderful resources there. I take it your cookbook's probably on there and some of the other programs that you and Christine Garvin are working together. So I hope that's all kind of together there for our listeners. And as we get ready to wrap this up, what one final thought would you like to share with the listeners? Just a word of encouragement or something you found to be very, insightful in helping them in their journey to improving their health.
Well, maybe there's always a solution. Don't give up on, because, and if you can't find the help that you're looking for, just keep on looking. And you will find it. And sometimes we need to just open our eyes or let things come to us. But there's always a solution. It may not be the solution that we're looking for, but there is always a solution. And maybe we have to kind of go like a back way or take a side way. But I think that's also the way I live my life. I kind of keep on going forward and stay positive, and I find that there's always a solution. You just need to be open to it and see it sometimes. Don't lose faith, basically. It's you're gonna get there.
Never give up.
Exactly.
Marika, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio. I greatly appreciate it. Let's do it again in the future.
Yeah, that would be fun. Thank you so much for having me.
For Marika Steen in Belgium, this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, signing off for another episode of Total Wellness Radio. As always, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.